Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is The Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to 72 degrees on a Saturday in January. I don't know if I believe in global warming, but it's kind of nice. Jordan, my friend, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
You're, what, 49 days away?
Exactly 49 days.
Oh, my. Are you getting nervous?
Nah, I bought her wedding band yesterday.
Okay.
So we're sitting pretty.
Mm-hmm.
All the invitations have been sent out.
I got mine.
Nice.
I got it in the mail. And I guess I have to go to a website to say that I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Okay.
I just told you. Okay. I'm not. You know how well I am.
I'll go RSVP for you guys.
Thank you very much. Very, very much. But I mean, so dress is bought, tuxes, everything's good.
We're wearing suits, so.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you. So.
Yeah.
And you're moving into a new apartment here shortly.
Yes. So, when you get to the part about where you asked people what they wanted to talk about, I'll throw mine into the ring. Maybe what are some things that people that are renting, you know, maybe some simple maintenance things or simple things that they can check on with their appliances and stuff that maybe people can be on the lookout for.
First thing first, get renter's insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Renter's insurance. I never had that back up in New York. Neither a friend of mine. She got robbed twice. And that's one of the big ones. It's got to have renter's insurance.
Right, yeah.
We'll go over a few handy tools you're going to need.
Yeah.
Because you're semi-handy.
Yeah.
You're not...
I have a toolbox. I did put an electric... I told her I wanted an electric drill put on my
a cordless drill.
Yeah, like a cordless drill on my registry. I probably should put like a ratchet set on there too, just in case.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one. I tell you what, I'll tell you another thing you're gonna need. A first aid kit.
Yep.
Okay. Because last night I literally had the most frustrating day yesterday. I came home And she looks at me. She's like, "Oh my God, what's wrong?" I said, "It is official. My very last nerve had been plucked." She's never seen me this angry. And so she just put me on the sofa. Said, "Yeah, just chill out. I've got dinner." She sliced open her finger with a butter knife. And I'm not talking a nick. Bleeding everywhere. She's losing her mind.
With a butter knife.
The butter knife has those little ridges on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have a fairly nice set of silverware.
Right, yeah.
And she was just washing the dishes because we don't have a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And right through it.
Not good.
And she's not used to bleeding.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I'll be honest with you. It was on the regular. People would say, "You know, you're bleeding." And I'm like, "Oh no, I'll get that." So yeah, fortunately, we had a first aid kit. I calmed her down.
Okay,
but it bled, man.
That's
that thin skin. So yeah, first aid kit.
Yep,
I would definitely put that.
Get the witch hazel.
Oh,
get your witch hazel.
She has witch hazel. There, I thought it was a cartoon character from Bugs Bunny. I did not know it was a real thing. But we got a ton of stuff to talk about today. And I hope you will join me at 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. You got to dial the whole darn thing. Few things to get out of the way up front. Congratulations to our friend, Matt Paxton. If you don't know who Matt Paxton is, he is a local celebrity who was the one of the stars of the TV show Hoarders, which I've watched. And he could have that job. No way. And you know what? When I watched the show, it wasn't the cleaning that bothered me. Okay, it's a wreck. It's piled to the ceiling. We got to clean it out. That never bothered me, that part of the show. What drove me absolutely crazy was the people that would sit there and argue about keeping it, coming up with 1,000 excuses why they should keep it. And I mean, I understand the psychology behind it and all. I don't have that level of patience. I do not have that level of patience. I would have just said, you know what? Die in here. I don't care. But yeah, that's his job. Well, he has a new show called Legacy List that is going to be going on PBS, which is pretty sweet. And today at 2 o'clock at the Bird Theater, they're gonna premiere the first episode. And, you know, so I found out about it on his Facebook page at the Bird. I love the Bird. If 2 o'clock, if you want to go see it, he's going to be there. I'm not. The amount of stuff I have to do around Casa de McCann is absolutely ridiculous. And the problem is, with the weather not good, I couldn't get any of it done. Now we're having a couple of days of nice weather. I am going to be working around Casa de McCann for the next 2 days. Just doing stuff I don't want to do. I'll unstop a toilet. I'll unstop a sewer. You know, I'll do electrical work. Any of the stuff like that. Painting? I hate to paint. I hate it so much. And that's what I'm going to have to do today. So I'll tell you what the process is, what I've got going on there. Also, I did a home inspection yesterday. Yeah, home inspection is starting to become a thing. I did this for a lovely, lovely lady who wants to stay in her home. And that's kind of why I'm starting up Home Guru. It is for people to stay in their home. They don't know what's wrong with it because, you know, you don't climb underneath your house. You don't go into your attic. You don't look at your water heater's date. You know, there's a ton of stuff you don't see. So I was really fortunate. I did a home inspection yesterday. So proud of the lady. So proud of her. She was amazing. And the house, really neat stuff there. So I will tell you what I found, what I didn't find, things that you might want to start looking at around your home. Because, you know, that's kind of part of the show, is that you find out how to do stuff around the house. It's called the home show, even though I do some goofy stuff. We're going to go to Florida, not once, but twice. I found a lady who eats baby powder. You heard me. A story about a lady who eats it. I'm definitely going to touch on that one. There's a new type of building out there that for homes I'm super excited about. Seriously, I would build one in a heartbeat, and for places like Puerto Rico, I think this is the future. So I will definitely hit on all of that. Plus, I'll take your calls, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show, News Radio WRVA. News Radio, WRBA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. I tell you what, now, I know this has nothing to do with home improvement, but man, I have been having the weirdest couple of weeks when it comes to friends and health. And literally, I'm scared. It literally scared me, which doesn't happen often. I don't like snakes. Other than that, I don't get too worked up about anything. But I mean, I have a friend, Kirk Akey. Man doesn't drink, ever. Has never drank. Doesn't smoke. Goes to the gym. Takes care of himself. Had a stroke. Now, for those of you who are wondering, he's doing much better. Much better. His family called 911 immediately. They took him to the hospital. He's been home for a couple weeks now. I talked to his son-in-law, and he said, you know, everything's fine. You know, he's having trouble talking. That's understandable. And then yesterday, I'm talking to another gentleman from Atlantic Drafting Services. Again, these people don't smoke. They don't drink. They're God-fearing people. They eat right. His wife had a seizure. Lasted an hour. I don't even know how that works. And then finally, and I mean, remember, Pitt folks, I'm 47. Okay? Be 48 in May if you want to start shopping now. And yesterday, or 2 days ago, I'm on the Facebook machine, and I guess it's time for my high school 30th reunion. Yeah. Freaks me out, too. But, and I'll be honest with you, I don't hang out with a lot of the people from high school. I'll see them. I'll know them. I wasn't real good at making friends in high school, but I had a few. And one of them, he went on, when we graduated, we went our separate ways. I went as far away as I could possibly go. And I've been following one gentleman in particular on Facebook. His name was Chris Wash. And he was a buddy in high school. And, you know, I was the weird kid, so I didn't have a lot of friends. But he was a great guy, and he was always smiling. He was always laughing. He was nice to everybody. And he went into the Navy after high school, got injured, got discharged, got into health and fitness, got into physical therapy, became a physical therapist, opened his own physical therapy practice. I used to see his posts all the time talking about CrossFit. By the way, if I may, on a small tangent, you CrossFit people are insane. Jordan, have you ever seen anybody that does CrossFit?
Yes.
Like, with gusto?
Yes.
They all look like they're about to die? Okay? I watched this one young lady. She was doing lunges with, like, sandbags on her back and then jumping rope and then doing something else. And then she stopped, like, 3 minutes, looked like death. And then she said, I only have to do that 2 more times. But Chris, you know, he got into it. He was a health fit nut. He was a physical therapist. Ate right. Didn't smoke. Passed away. And the reason I bring this up, one, I know it's early. It's very early, but it just scares me a little bit. I start to worry about my own mortality, and it's not for me. I'm not worried about it for me. Chris, lovely wife, 2 kids, 47 years old. I haven't talked to him in 30 years, I don't think. So I just, you know, the reason I think this is upsetting me, maybe it's because I'm newly married. You know, it's been a year and a half. But I guess what I'm saying, people, is don't be afraid to go to the doctor. Don't be afraid to get a checkup. Don't be afraid to make sure it's done regularly. Don't be afraid that if something just seems a little off, have it checked out. Now, I know a lot of you are like, Richard, I can't afford it. That's, I understand. Health insurance is not good. But my friends, for the, just for the loved ones, if for nothing else, for the loved ones, make sure you just have everything checked out. Monday, I'm going to the doctor. There's certain things I have ignored, and I can't do that anymore. I just can't. And it's mostly because I have people I care about. There's been times in my life I didn't care. I wasn't going to off myself. I wasn't going to do myself bodily harm. But there's been dark times in my life where I just didn't care. I do care. I care a lot. I've got to get my blood pressure under control. That's probably the number one thing I need to do. Because if I told you what my blood pressure was, you would beat me. You would literally just start screaming at me. Why don't I do it? Procrastination. Worry about cash. Worry about the insurance. None of that is a good enough excuse. It just isn't. So that's my little thing. Chris, I know you're with your Holy Father up in heaven. He was a religious man. A lot of people I went to high school with were. And all I can say is, I hope you're at peace. I really do. So I'm dedicating this show to, I haven't seen him in 30 years. And for some reason, this just hit me right between the eyes. It's that getting older thing, right? Yeah. Well, that was depressing. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest. Just been eating at me for the last couple of days. I mean, we're all going to go sometime. That's a given. I just think I'm going to stick around as long as I possibly can. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. When we get back, I will talk about some of the projects I have started and I have to finish around the house. And I've only probably got a couple of days to do it, to be honest with you. And I'm doing it solo. That's fine. It's fine. Could I have hired somebody to do it? Yes. What's the point? What's the point? I didn't know paint had gotten so expensive. Been a while since I bought paint. I can now understand why painters charge what they do. So we'll discuss that. Plus, I did a home inspection, and it was really kind of cool. And suggestions. Remember, you can follow me on Facebook. That way, you want to hear the show? You want to help with the show? Just write up something for me. Just ask me a question. I will do my absolute best to make sure I find the solution for you. Because that's my job. I'm Richard McCann. That's M-C-K. People still misspell my name. A-N-N. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Tell me what's going on in your world. Oh, by the way, in 2 weeks, two Saturdays from now, there is going to be the winter home show out at the Meadow Event Park. A lot of my sponsors are going to be out there. And if you want to come out and meet me, I will be hanging out with Kirk Akey and the Akey's Home Improvement crew from 1 until 3. And then I'll be hanging out with the people of Atlantic Drafting Services from 3 until 5. It's going to be a long day, but I love going to these home shows. I love hanging out, getting to meet the listeners. You know, I'm in a box. I don't get to meet people very often. Not like, you know, John Reed gets to go on the road. They let him out of the box. I'm stuck in here. So 2 weeks from now. And another thing I was going to say real quick, there is the redesign show, I think is what they're calling it. There's a show at the convention center today, free parking. And Miracle Method told me they're going to be out there and they're giving a lecture at some point. I'll get you the numbers at some point. So if you want to check out things, you know, this is the time of year. This is when we start planning for what we're going to do in the spring. if you put it off, if you think that once, you know, spring hits, you can just jump in with both feet, good luck. When I talk to any of my contracting buddies, they all say the same thing. One, they don't have enough help. Everybody is looking for help. Everybody is looking for somebody to work. And right now, hardest things to find, electricians, plumbers, HVAC. HVAC more than anything else. Plumber, electricians, really tough. So this is the time. Go to these shows. Get on that list. That way you can get it done. Get it done when you want it done. That's my advice to you. So here's what's going on with me. Ugh. And if I sound like I'm whining, I apologize. Now, I'll be the first to admit I let things go. First one to admit it. And I painted the exterior of Casa de McCann like 15 or 16 years ago. Painted the house. Had to be done. It looked rough. And remember, my house doesn't have vinyl siding. It doesn't have aluminum siding. It's got asbestos. I know you're saying, oh, you're going to die. No, not really. The fear of asbestos is when it becomes a powder and you inhale it, and you inhale a lot of it. My father loves to tell the stories like when I was an apprentice, we'd rip out old boilers and just peel the asbestos off with claw hammers, come out looking like coke addicts. I'm like, you're going to die. He hasn't. I know some people have. I'm not making fun of mesothelioma, by the way. Horrible way to die. Or so I'm told. So I've let it go, and I knew I needed to paint this spring. I put it off. And I guess it was my neighborhood's turn. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if one of my neighbors complained. I doubt it. People in my neighborhood tend to really mind their own business. But I came home a couple weeks ago, remember when it was cold, and here's a notice on my door. If you don't paint this and get this fixed and all this nonsense, we could fine you up to $2,500 per item. Per violation. There we go. Too early. And, I mean, you can't paint when it's below 50 degrees. You cannot paint the exterior. So we've had a couple of nice days this week, and today is going to be gorgeous. And so the first thing I had to do was scrape, I borrowed a ladder from my brother-in-law. It's 22 feet tall. And I started going. Now, Costa McCann is... It's technically two stories, but not really. The upstairs is kind of one of those unfinished attic type situations, which someday will be finished. But it does make the two ends, the front and the back of the house, I don't have any problem with. I'll paint that all day long. But the ends are tall, really tall. And so I started with the easy stuff. Well, the first thing I did was ripped off all my gutters. They're gone. Richard, you said you need to clean gutters. My gutters were done. They were original gutters. They were made of galvanized. They were just shot. And I said, there's no point in it. Rip them off. And all of them came off the house. My buddy helped me. He says, what do you want me to do with all this stuff? I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take all that gutter, and we're going to put it right on the curb. And he said, what, so trash pickup? Like, nope. I said, I guarantee a scrapper will come by and want it. And lo and behold, yesterday, somebody came by. They were pulling a little trailer full of scrap metal. And they said, can we have this? I'm like, can you have it? please take it. In fact, let me show you some stuff in the backyard I want gone too. And away it went. I mean, I would much rather give away stuff like that to somebody who's going to turn in and make money than I would give somebody money on the road. 833-804-1140. Philip.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you on the home show?
I just wanted to touch on what you've been talking about strokes. Just had a friend that had a stroke the other day.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Not easy.
No. Now, did they get them to the hospital quick?
Yeah, but she lived at home. She lived in King William, and she lived alone, so there was probably an hour before someone got to her. She's at MCB. She's also a Verona High School alumni. So
am I.
Yep. And so am I.
And how are they?
Not easy. Go ahead.
How is she doing, though? How's her treatment coming?
Well, she's been in there for about 2 days. She's completely paralyzed on the right side. She, from what we can tell, can understand exactly what's going on around her. She's getting very frustrated because she can't convey what she wants to convey. She can't speak. They say the first 72 hours are the critical. She'll plateau at 7 days and then get hopefully better after that. But it's extremely difficult, especially with a family that's gone through a lot, and it's extremely strained to begin with.
It takes time. I think that's one of the worst parts of it. I mean, I visited Kirk when he went in the very first time. And the frustration of not being able to speak was, you could just see it in his eyes. That was the worst part of it. But there is hope with treatment and help. You know, do they think she's going to improve?
It's too early to tell. I would imagine in the next few days we'll be able to discern what she can and can't do to see if there's any improvement. But it's extremely difficult. I'm outside the family, but I'm extremely close with the family. Been going up there the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Well, Philip, it sounds like you're a good friend, and it's going to take you and the rest of the family and a lot of patience to get through this.
And she's such a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for her to be in this situation because she takes care of people medically, too. And she's very independent, and she doesn't want to be in this position. Nobody does.
No, but one of the lessons we all have to learn, I had to learn, is that we have to, at some point, you know, say, I need help, and accept it. Now, Philip, I'm almost out of time, but I appreciate you calling in, and I hope you stay strong, brother.
Thank you.
All right. 833-804-1140. It's tough. It's very tough. You know, I've got aging parents. My wife has aging parents. Oh, Jordan, I might have made the biggest mistake of my entire life the other day. I was talking to my father-in-law, and he mentioned moving down this way. And he said, you ever think about moving, getting a different house? I'm like, maybe. He goes, we could help with that. I'm like, okay. He goes, just make sure there's enough room for Peg and me. And I said, okay. Why not? Would you live with your, would you let your in-laws move in?
Yeah, probably, if they needed a place.
I mean, that's the way. Families used to work. That's the way families used to work. Always had three generations living in a house. It was the way it worked. When we get back, I'll talk more on the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann. News Radio WRVA, this is the home show. Hey, don't forget, you can go to WRVA.com and download podcasts of the show. If you ever miss any of the show, you can always go back and download it. And for those of you who download the podcast out of state, tell your friends. They might like to listen to the show. I will say this, Pat. Jordan, can I pat us on the back? At the same time.
Yes.
Okay. Our little goofy show here, is the most downloaded podcast for all the radio stations in the building combined. We get downloaded more, just our goofy little show, than all the other podcasts combined.
Nice.
So, and out of state and out of country. It's pretty darn awesome.
We're an asset.
That's only off by two letters. I stole that joke from MASH, by the way, if you're wondering. So thank you, everybody, who downloads the show. And if you have trouble hearing me over your radio, you can get the radio.com app and listen wherever you go, plus hundreds of other shows. So plenty of good stuff right there at WRVA.com. And please follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. It's Richard McCann, MCKANN. All right, so the Casa de McCann it doesn't look good. I'll admit it. I'm not saying that. But literally, the city of Richmond just drove down the street and just put notices on people's doors as they could. Here's a notice for you. Here's a notice for you. Here's a notice for you. My neighbor down the street, he's like, how can I paint? It's winter. I said, my thoughts exactly. So I borrowed a ladder, bought an extension ladder, and grabbed up some putty knives and a couple of 4-inch knives. And I said, okay, I'm just going to get on this. And I put a podcast in my ears and I started working. And that was fine. Up to the gutters, I'm good. And then I had to start scraping the end of the house. Now, the way my house sits, the west side of my home, which is a large white wall. I mean, it's pretty big. And it faces another house that is white. And what happens is, as the sun comes up, it bounces off the house next door and just cooks the siding. So it was a lot of scraping. I get that. Here's what happened, though, and I'm not lying, and I'm not being, I don't know what you'd even call it. Maybe I'm just a nervous Nelly. Let's use that. Isn't that nice? Nervous Nelly. But remember, I had a friend fall 35 feet off a ladder not that long ago, and I'm steadily raising the ladder, raising it up a little higher, raise it up a little higher. I used to love heights. No. I got nervous as a cat. I was seriously going, I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I did it. I mean, I got all the way up there, but I made sure that the feet were really locked in on the ladder, just driven right into the ground. Made sure there was nothing around me I could fall on. Okay. Dirt. Okay. That's not as bad. Once I hit that, 20-foot mark, I will admit, I got a little antsy. So when I go back to paint today, I'm going to invite somebody over just to hold the ladder. If nothing else, just hold the ladder. Now, paint, I haven't bought paint in forever. And when we do it, a gallon, right? Got to do the living room, big deal. It's a gallon. But this is a house. And so I went to Big Blue, all right, because that's close to my house. And I went to the paint department. One thing I've got to say, I'm not big on these box stores because usually I can't find what I'm looking for. And then I can't find anybody to help me find what I'm looking for. It frustrates me. But that's not the part. That's not the case with the paint department. Paint department is always stocked. Everybody there. And since I don't paint for a living and I don't know anything about it, I went to the guys like, look, Got to paint the house. Exterior paint. I don't want to spend a ton of money. He goes, all right, well, do you want the cheapest paint you can get? Or do you want my opinion for the best paint you can get for the money? And I'm like, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. And sure, he took me over. I bought 5 gallons. I'm sure I'm going to need more than that. But I was just, we'll start with 5 gallons. And he says, well, you can get, I'm just doing white. No color. No color on the trim. White. What color is it? White. The house is white. Good. Keep moving. And he showed me 2 different types of paint, and I will admit there was not that big of a difference except for this. One of them was like $100. $100 for 5 gallons. And the other one was like $115 for 5 gallons. I'm like, okay, what's the difference here? He says, are you going to prime the house? I was like, not if I can help it. He goes, this paint has the primer built in so you can get it all done with one coat. I'm like, sold American. Right there, because as I scraped on this house, I realized water had gotten behind some of the paint and it was starting to deteriorate the siding. I'd never seen that before. Now, granted, my house is now 91 years old. That siding's been on there for a while, so I understood some of it was going to get a little soft. But I never thought it would get that soft. So, yeah, we're going to do it with paint with the primer already in it. I'm going to make sure I got some friends there to make sure I don't fall off a ladder. And I'm just going to brush it. Honestly, I don't. It took me an hour to scrape one end of the house. So I figure if it takes me that long to scrape it, I'm figuring about the same amount of time to paint it. So, all said and done, if I focus, which we all know I can do, I should be able to have the whole thing done in 6 hours, maybe 7. It's cheaper than hiring somebody to do it. If I could find a sprayer, I would do a sprayer. Nobody I know has a paint sprayer. So, it's going to be done with a brush. Big deal. I think back. I remember when I was a kid, my dad and mom bought that house in Verina. They put Masonite siding on it because that's what everybody did. And one day, my dad decided to paint the house. And he started at one end with a brush and boom. It took him a day. And that house was 3 times as big as what I've got. So I'll do it. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to miss out because I swear I wanted to go riding on the motorcycle today. That was my goal. But it's not going to happen. Sometimes even I have to buckle down, stay focused, and get the job done. Besides, I don't want to give the city of Richmond any more of my money. They get plenty of my money. So I'll get it done. I promise, okay? And I'll be safe about it. So not that you're worried. What, Richard fell off a ladder? Does that mean he's not doing the show? You know I would do it anyway. I really would. My name is Richard McCann. That's M-C-K-A-N-N. People keep spelling it wrong after all these years. And I don't know why, but that's okay. You can reach the show, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. You can also email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. If you want a home inspection done on your place, give me a call, 347-1152. That's 347-1152. This is The Home Show. News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM and 96.1 FM.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Hello, Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome to an absolutely stunning Saturday. Oh, it's beautiful outside. Wake up, get your coffee, get outside. It is awesome. It's like spring. I'm sure we'll pay for it. I'm sure February will be awful. But I take every good day as I can take it. Jordan, I was wondering, dude, have you been following the news? You know, have you been watching the news? At all?
You know.
There's some pretty, there's a really, really big story that you've been talking about for like 4 days straight now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are leaving and coming to the United States.
Oh.
That's a story that they've been running day in and day out. I don't care. It's like, what is the obsession? And understand, I don't, were you here when we actually had a correspondent from their wedding on this show?
No.
Well, you, that wasn't you. My producer before you, Matt, actually set it up. So we had a correspondent call into the Home Show from the wedding, and then she and I got into an argument over whether he should shave or not. That's how ridiculous it is. That's how stupid this is. Stop it. They are not our royals. Of course, we just replace royals with what celebrity on in this country, which, honest to God, don't care. I've bumped into a few celebrities. They're just people. Really, that's it. People, America's obsession. I'll never understand the Kardashians. Billionaires. For what? Never get it. All right, so that's my joke for the day, though. Oh, my goodness. The pressure of being a royal is so hard. I mean, I get to go all over the world and I'm rich like nobody's business. Wear very beautiful clothes, and it's just too much. Too much. Shut up, please. Anyway, 833-804-1140. Marty wrote in to me, hey, Richard, any drawbacks to Hardy Plank? Thinking of replacing cedar siding. Is there downsides? Well, first of all, let's talk about cedar siding. You don't see it very often anymore. It was popular there for a while. The problem is you have to stain it every 5 years, which is easier than painting. You just spray on, stain, and say cedar will last a pretty long time. I don't hear about Hardy Plank as much as I used to. I used to hear about Hardy Plank all the time. It was the rage. And there, those of you who don't know what it is, Hardy Plank was a type of siding that came out, and it's concrete board. It's siding made out of concrete. Now, it does have a really good R value. It insulates. And believe it or not, it adds to the structural integrity of the house. The problem was, one, it was expensive. And two, it was tricky to work with. So, yeah, it had a blip. I mean, it was the rage there for a while. But really, they've come out with other products that are better. Now, I saw one type of siding that was a solid plastic. If you've never played with vinyl siding, I don't like it. I've never liked vinyl siding. Of course, I didn't like aluminum siding either. But vinyl siding, you know, when it first came out, it was flimsy. I felt it was kind of cheap. It broke. You know, you slam a baseball into it, it could crack. I was never a big fan of vinyl. Masonite, we won't even talk about that. So Hardy Plank seemed like a good plan. Now they have plank siding that's made out of solid plastic. That's very nice. They have now siding. I saw it at Kirk Akey's booth at the home show where they have siding that has insulation built into it. So, one, you don't get that flex that you got from the old style vinyl. It could take more of an impact, and it added to the R value of the house, meaning your insulation value. So that stuff is super cool. Like quite literally, though, the weirdest siding I've seen recently, and again, Kirk had it. It was siding. It was vinyl. It was vinyl siding that would make your house look like a log cabin. Yeah, it's rounded. So whatever house you got, boop, now it's a log cabin. Jordan, he had one type of siding, and honest to God, if I really wanted to tick off my neighbors in the city of Richmond, I'd put it on my house. It was mossy oak. Mossy oak siding.
Like the camo.
Not like it. It was it.
Camo siding.
Camouflage siding.
Well, I mean, if you want to live off the grid, maybe that would be...
What, hiding from people? I mean,
from the government.
I got drunk last night.
They're coming to take over my still, and they're coming to take my guns. I have to get out of here.
And I got
to
hide my daughter. Yep. I mean, dude, I thought to myself, who would actually do that? Nobody. Just so you know, he's never sold us an inch of it. But it was also like twice as expensive as every other color.
Sounds like mossy oak.
That's crazy. So yeah, you could put hardy plank on, but what I would do. If you're going to take off the cedar and put on the a new siding, I would look into some of the new vinyls that has the insulation behind it, because it will be cheaper than hardy plank. Just my two cents. Someone the other day said, are you just going to put siding on your house? I've considered it. But for the time being, paint. We'll paint it until I figure out what I want to do. Who knows? This is going to be a weird year. 2020 is going to be absolutely bizarre, and there's gonna be changes. I know everybody says that in January, like, oh, there's gonna be such big changes this year. No, you mark my words, for me there are gonna be major changes, all for the positive. Some of them have already taken place. I'm excited about starting my new company. I'm excited about Home Guru. That's gonna be awesome. I am currently doing home inspections for people that want to stay put. Come February, I'll be able to do home inspections for people that are buying and selling, because now there is a license. And that's new. It didn't start until 2017. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking about buying or selling a house, you're going to pay a little bit more too. Once they added that license, insurance, and all the other stuff, things went up. It definitely went up. It's good for everybody, though. We'll keep people are very protected that way. So 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. And don't forget, Miracle Method's going to be at the Remodeler Show down at the convention center today. So go check them out. This is the home show, News Radio WRVA. McCann on News Radio WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Jumping right in. Chuck in Glen Allen.
Hey, Richard, I hope you're doing okay, buddy.
I'm doing great, sir. I don't want to paint my house, but I'll do it. I'm going to have to do it.
Well, if you need help, I'll leave my number. I'll come over and help you, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Jordan, we have the greatest listeners on the planet, okay? All right, Chuck, thank you, sir, for that. So what's going on, brother?
But I have to charge you double. Yeah. But that's okay.
That's sure.
The camo siding, perfect for, I don't know how many people watch Moonshiners, but that would be perfect for them. Think about that.
You know what? That's what Jordan said, you know, that hide your still and hide, you know. The funny thing is, okay, real quick, do you watch Moonshiners?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know it's fake?
What? It's fake? Really? Okay. TV fake?
No. Here's the thing. No, they are moonshiners. They do make moonshine. But the stuff that you see on camera when they're cooking, that's fake. They're real still and everything is hidden. Because they
can't. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they're not going to give their location. That'd be crazy to be on TV and give their location.
Right. But, I mean, I thought that was the funny. I always wondered when I see the show, I'm like, how are they not getting arrested? And the reason they're not getting arrested is because on film, they're not doing it. So, but, yeah, the camo side, it would be good for, like, a hunting shack. It would be.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah, definitely. And another good one is Netflix. I like watching Meat Eater. He goes around hunting and just all over the country, and it's pretty awesome.
I have listened to interviews with that guy, I listened to a podcast. He was like on for 3 hours, and he's nuts. He has eaten stuff that I wouldn't even consider.
I mean, he's really out there, but I would definitely do it. But some of the stuff, I think he ate raw bear, and it got him really, really, but definitely sick.
Yeah, you're.
But,
another show you're.
Everything else is in play.
Another show I want you and all my listeners to start checking out on PBS. My buddy Matt Paxton has a new show called Legacy List, and what they're doing is they're going into people's homes that are downsizing, and helping them move. And going through their things to find out if there's like any little hidden treasures amongst their stuff.
Wow, that's cool. I usually watched This Old House when I was growing up with my dad and everything. So I try to do everything on my own. Some of the stuff like windows, I don't know if I want to tackle those just because it's just a different animal. I know it sounds easy. It is easy because I put windows in before. I don't know if I want to mess with it on my day. You know, my new home, but it's 1969 when it was built. It's a tri-level, so.
Well, then, if you need windows, call Kirk Akey, and Akey's Home Improvement will get you those windows.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Hey, take care of yourself.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. 833-804-1140. My father hated this old house. Absolutely hated this old house because he's like, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm like, I agree. Well, Jordan, you know I always go looking for little things to make you giggle. And I had about five different people send me this one, so hit the music.
It happens in Florida.
Brenton, Florida. Okay, this one freaks me out. And I know our governor doesn't want to hear this, but if something like this happened at my house... somebody's getting shot. Just saying. A Florida man woke up on Christmas Eve to find a burglar sucking on his toes, according to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Right there. Dude, you're done. Break into the house. Nope. But this guy was sucking on his toes. When the Brenton resident asked the stranger what he was doing in his house, the stranger said he was, quote, here to suck toes. Unquote, according to an incident report obtained by the Brenton Herald. A fight broke out, you think? You think a fight broke out? Mm-hmm. Starting with kicking somebody in the face because he's sucking on your toes. A fight broke out, and during the struggle, the suspect tried to grab the victim's genitals and claimed to have a gun, the report says. Deputies said no weapon was found at the scene. The victim eventually forced the other man out of the house, but deputies say the suspect smashed one of the home's windows, as well as the windshield of the resident's car. The Herald reported that investigators... The Herald reports the investigators swabbed the victim's toes for DNA and tried to track the suspect with a police dog, but the alleged toe-sucking burglar escaped. Officers continue to investigate Friday, the sheriff said. What? No. Okay. I mean, I understand. I've done some weird stories that happened in Florida. I don't know if I can ever top that one. I really don't. That's just messed up. But that, again, is why security is important. Now, my house is locked down because I got robbed once. So I made sure you're not getting into my house. But I am now starting to think about a security system. I was looking at the Ring doorbell. I was looking so hard at that system until they got hacked. And then I'm like, nope. Darn it. And then I found out there was actually employees that were just listening in. Just for fun. They got fired. But that was a thing. Seriously, I think you should often just go around your house and double check how secure things actually are. Windows, doors. It doesn't take much to break into a house. It doesn't take a thief. It takes a brick. But something like this, heck no. Mm-mm. Tell me again, Governor, why I don't need a firearm. Please. Something like that right there. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Did a home inspection yesterday. And to start off with, it's gotten to the point now, I'm not bragging, I can pull up at a house and almost tell you what I'm going to find before I walk in. And when I pulled into this house, older home, built in the late 50s, so that means quality. I love older houses. They were built right. There's people that, you know, say, I want a new house. And I'm not crazy about new houses, mostly because I don't like the construction. I was being escorted. We did a field trip, basically, from the real estate office to go look at some houses that were being built in a new community. And I'm looking around. I'm staying in the back because these, you know, the rest of the people, the realtors, they're realtors. They're not builders. I'm staying in the back, just looking around. And I liked what I saw. I will say this. And the owner, the president of the company that was building the houses, comes up right behind me and right in my ear goes, try not to be too hard on us. I'm like, what? He said, try not to be too hard on us. I'm like, dude, this is good. I like this. But I pulled up to this house and I looked at it. I knew it was, you know, late 50s, and I saw a brand new roof. And I said, somebody's been doing their homework. Somebody's been taking care of this house. And I was right. I was absolutely right. And the first thing, though, I found, I knew I'd find it before I got in the house. As I walked in, I'm saying to myself, I'm going to walk into this house. I'm going to go into the kitchen, and there's not going to be any GFCIs. There's not going to be any kind of ground fault protection. I already know it. In fact, it's going to be the same thing in the bathroom. And guess what? I was right. There were some receptacles, not a lot. But back in when that house was built, there weren't a lot of receptacles because there weren't that many appliances. My house has three receptacles in the kitchen, and one of them is for the refrigerator and the refrigerator alone. One's hidden behind the stove that I can't get to, and then there's one other that I can use for appliances. That's it. But it is GFI protected. This house, I knew it wouldn't be. And this is the first thing I told her. Don't have GFIs. She's like, what's that? I explained it. Quick fix. All she has to do is change out a receptacle. She'll be all right. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show, News Radio WRVA. WRVA, welcome to the home show. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Put up on the old Facebook machine last night, what do people want to talk about? This one was funny because this is how long people have been listening to me. Craig writes, how easy is it to replace a garbage disposal? Winnie says, the first thing Richard will tell you is to not have a garbage disposal. I am. I hate garbage disposals. They're for people that are too lazy to scrape a plate. It creates a stopped up sewer line is what it does. You grind that stuff up. I don't care what it is. Everything you eat has some kind of fat in it. I eat vegetables. Okay. Fibers. And after a while, even if you have PVC pipes in your house, all that grease, that oil, that fat, that will start to line those pipes. And it's like a stopped up artery. And eventually it just starts grabbing stuff. All that food. I watched somebody, I nearly lost my mind. I watched them take a whole plate of spaghetti and chuck it into a garbage disposal. I was like, what are you doing? You're doing that in front of me? Are you kidding? So Winnie said, Rich is going to tell you to not get one. I said, exactly. John wrote, rip it out, throw it away. Problem solved. But Cheryl says, well, my question is, how hard is it to remove and replace the regular drain and plumbing? Novice level. All right. The fact of the matter is, no matter what I say, people that have garbage disposals want one. And that's fine. Okay, look, live your best life. It's your house. You want to pay a plumber down the road? Oh, you can do that just fine. Changing out a garbage disposal? Not hard. In fact, it's really easy. I mean, the hardest part about a garbage disposal, to be honest with you, is the electrical. Now, if you're most everybody, the garbage disposal they're going to buy is called an incinerator. They're pretty much the end-all, be-all of garbage disposals. There's a couple other brands, but 99% of the time, when I see a garbage disposal, it's an incinerator. And they have not changed the adapter on those in decades. So realistically, the first thing you need to do, and I mean, really make sure the power's turned off, okay? You're near metal. It could be a problem. But you just disconnect the waste pipe that's coming off of it, which is usually two screws, and it's done. And then up at the very top, right where the garbage disposal meets the sink, there's a locking ring, and you just unlock it. Now, it's going to be heavy. Be prepared. I have had one of those slip and pop me in the face one time. I'm on radio. I don't need to be pretty. But the nice thing about InSinkErator is that adapter that goes to the sink, it's the same. So once you've unspun that ring, you just hold the new one up and spin the new ring back into place. Boom, it's installed. Then it's just a matter of one pipe and a couple of wires. Like I said, the wires can get a little tricky. But it's not that bad. Changing out a garbage disposal, a 30-minute job. Really, it shouldn't be more than 30 minutes. Even if you have to take out the sink adapter and put a new one in, 45 minutes. Make sure you have plenty of plumber's putty. But it can be done. So you can do it if you want to do it. I just don't like them. I wouldn't put one in my house. My wife actually asked, can we get a garbage disposal? No, we can't. Let me see. When to replace, guy asked me, when to replace a power strip's surge protector. Every couple of years, the surge protectors, they are, you know, they're, you get what you pay for, quite literally. If you picked one up at the dollar store, it's not going to be protecting much. What I used as a rule of thumb, and we've all seen it, we've seen that power strip surge protector, whatever you want to call it. And the little red light starts to flicker. Once that flicker occurs, it's done. It's not protecting anything anymore. I had one. It was very old. Didn't think about it very much. It shorted out and blew a receptacle right out of my wall. And I mean every word of that. That's not exaggeration. Blew it out of the wall. Big scorch mark going up the wall. If I had not changed out my fuse box for a breaker box when I first bought the house, I could have caught the house on fire. It could have happened. So surge protectors or power strips, whatever you want to call them. One, you get what you pay for. Two, don't overload them. This thing wasn't overloaded. I don't think it had anything plugged into it at the time. Now that I think about it, it just shorted out. Boom, it went. So don't overload them. You get what you pay for. And when that little red light starts doing the flickety, flickety, flickety thing, yeah, it's time for that thing to go. Yeah. Yep. Let me see. Terry wants to be a Weisenheimer. Why don't you talk about kitchen safety if you're just tuning in? As you know, I don't have a dishwasher. Old house. That'll change. So the wife and I do dishes by hand, which is kind of silly. We waste a lot of water. I knew a guy one time. His wife begged him for a dishwasher. And he had her convinced that they shouldn't get a dishwasher because it uses too much water. And I was at their house, and she said that to me. She's like, I wanted to get a dishwasher, but he said it uses up too much water. I said, reverse that? No, dishwashers save a ton of water compared to just sitting there washing by hand. And she was on a septic system, which was even worse. And he's like, darn it, I got to get a dishwasher. But last night, my dear wife was cleaning up the dishes. God bless her. She made dinner last night, too, by the way. That's number 7. We have this ongoing joke, how many times she's cooked dinner versus me. She's up to 7. We've been together almost 3 years. Pretty funny. But while she was washing the dishes, of all things, I never thought anybody could do it, but she did. She sliced open her finger on a butter knife. I don't know what to tell you. It was not good. She was not happy. And it bled a lot. So that's why we said earlier in the show, make sure you have a first aid kit in your house. I've got to pick up more hydrogen peroxide on the way home. Let me see. How long should I wait to stain new treated deck boards? That's from Carl. Thank you. I wait till it dries, probably about 6 months. Then you can paint it. I'm probably completely wrong on all of that. But if I was going to treat a deck, I would probably do it. I'd Thompson water seal it. I like the looks of a deck. But you can stain it about 6 months in. I think that's the standard. I'm probably 100% wrong on that. I don't build decks, and I don't stain decks. So hopefully, if you really want to do, if you want to know how long it would take, go to your home improvement shop of choice, go into their paint section, and I will say this. The guys in the paint section are well-trained. I hand it to them. Smart people. Ask them about the brands of stain that they carry and say, look, I just built a deck. How long can I wait? They'll be able to give you a much better answer than me. I was wondering about painting my house. I'm like, it's cold. I don't think I can paint it in the cold. Ask the guy at the paint center. He goes, has to be 50 degrees or better to paint the exterior. Otherwise, it's not going to take. It's going to bubble, and it's going to cause all kinds of problems. Like, well known. Okay, good stuff. Today it's going to be 73. I'm going to be out there in a T-shirt just slapping that stuff on just to make the city happy. Now, here's one. Kent wrote to me, Richard, a, quote, guy I know, unquote, actually dumped a bunch of, let's say, quote, really expensive powdered sugar on the rug. What's the best way to reclaim it without using a vacuum cleaner? Very expensive. I think he's talking about booger sugar. If you did do something like that, Kent, what I would tell you to do is roll up the rug, lay down fresh plastic on the floor, unroll the rug upside down, then run your beater, your vacuum, over the backside of the rug. The beater bar will shake loose your expensive sugar. Actually, I learned that trick from a carpet cleaner. He says, you want to get your rug cleaner? Flip it upside down. Vacuum it from the backside. It will beat all the dirt out of it. When you pick up the rug, you'd be amazed how much dirt you just knocked out of it. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. News Radio, WRVA. 833-804-1140 is the phone number. One of the things I found, website I look at from time to time, is mytinyhouse.org. You know, because that's been what the craze for the last 5 or 6 years now. Tiny houses. Ooh, I want a tiny house. And to be honest with you, it seems like a great idea. It does. But that's a form of living I don't think I could do. And it's not just being on top of each other, because that's fine. We're still newlyweds. We're always cuddled up. But I'm too much of a slob. Straight up. I am too disorganized to live in a tiny house. It requires a level of organization that I just can't do. I can't pull it off. But I saw this little ad, and I think it's pretty darn awesome. It's something they're offering now. Now, when I saw it, the first place I thought about was Puerto Rico. You know, they got hit by a hurricane, and then they got hit with an earthquake. And I talk to people all the time. They say, you know, I tell them, you know, if I had my way, everybody wants to retire to an island, right? I want to retire to an island where the weather's warm all the time, and I can go to the beach, and the people are nice, and everything, blah, 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 blah. And the first thing out of people's mouths, and I don't understand this, one of the things that drives me nuts is people that, no matter what you say, they have to say either the exact opposite or find something wrong with what you said. I have several people like that I know, and I'll say something, they'll find something negative. I'll say something, they'll say the opposite. And after about the third time, I just shut up. Done. But there was everybody that I say, I want to move to an island. They say, well, what about the hurricanes? Well, if I'm going to move to an island and it is a place where they have hurricanes, I'm going to build a hurricane-proof house. And they say, well, what's a hurricane-proof house? I said, well, one, you don't build it like a box. I constantly ask people, why are we building houses the same way we've done for thousands of years? It's a box. There's your box. We built a box. Box doesn't work when there's a hurricane, because the box has got edges. The box has things that the wind can grab hold of. The box has ways to flip the roof off of it. I said, no, I'd build a round house. I'd build a dome. In comes the hurricane. Wind just rolls right past it, rolls over it. So that's what I said I would do. Well, this is just too darn neat. And you can see it on my Facebook page. I don't know if I can get it up on WRVA, but they are now making, well, hobbit houses. Now, don't tell me you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, because you all have. Every single one of you. And when I say a hobbit house, or a hobbit hole is what they called it in the book, it was just that. It was they burrowed into the side of a hill and built a house inside of it. That's genius. Now, I've always wanted an underground house. My father used to talk about underground houses. I've even talked to a couple people who have lived in underground houses. And here's the thing. One, super energy efficient. Incredibly energy efficient. You're underground. You're at a constant temperature. It's cool in the summer. It's warm in the winter. Hurrah. Now, what they've got, like I said, it's on mytinyhouse.org, is they have built aluminum shells that look like hobbit houses or a hobbit hole. And you can add on to them as you want. You need an extra bedroom, click, it pops on. It's only going to be one story. But once you buy it and put it together, you can bury it. Covered in dirt, covered in sod, done. You face it towards the south because it has large windows looking out, so you get all that sunlight and the heat. And now you've got something that is not only hurricane-proof, but it is earthquake-proof. Sure, the stuff will get shaken off the walls, but the house isn't going to collapse on your head. So I think, you know, I'm very sad about what happened to Puerto Rico as far as the hurricane, and now, like I said, the earthquake. But the only way they're going to survive is by doing things differently. You know, that's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. But these things are so cool. A prefab eco-friendly garden hobbit home system takes advantage of earth sheltering to optimize energy use, similar to an earth ship, but much more economical to build. These homes are super insulated, are virtually earthquake-proof, deflect tornadoes. Hey, all you guys living in Tornado Alley, build a house underground. Deflect tornadoes offer maximum resistance against hurricanes and provide UV radiation protection. I think that's awesome. We've got to change the way we do things. We build a different house. It doesn't need to be a box. It doesn't need to be made of 2x4s and 2x6s and you know, the same old siding and the same old... There are better ways to do this. And I think this is one of them. I'm super excited about that. So, 833-804-1140 is how you get through to the show. Reminding everybody of a couple of things. One, my friends at Miracle Method are going to be at the Remodelers show at the Convention Center, which is today and tomorrow. Look it up online. They have free parking, but you want to go out there and check them out. I know they're doing a lecture at some point. Go out there. Check out Miracle Method. Love those people. And yes, I'm going to get them to redo my bathtub really soon. It's just, it's getting to the point now I can't keep it clean. When a tub gets to that point, it's time to have it resurfaced because I don't want to. Another thing is in 2 weeks, they are having the Winter Home Show. That is out at the Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Great show. Really great show. And it's for people that really want to do stuff. So you can come out there. I will be leaving the station, going out there, and from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, hanging out with Kirk Akey and the Akey crew. And then at 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I'm going to be hanging out with Atlantic Drafting Services. So you can check out what all these guys have to offer. And if you're wondering what a home improvement show, home show guy looks like, well, you can meet me. I don't know if it's that big of a deal, but people seem to like it. So there is that. Don't forget, go to WRVA.com. Click on my smirking face, and you can download podcasts of the show. That means you miss anything, you can go back. If you don't know what a podcast is, ask your kids. And for those of you that are listening out of state, one, thank you so much. And two, turn your friends onto the show. Turn them onto the podcast. I love hearing about people listening out of state and out of country. That's really, really cool. And don't forget, you can follow me, Richard McCann, M-C-K-A-N-N, on both Facebook and on Twitter, though I don't twit that much. Someone said, are you going to start an Instagram account? I can answer that. No. No, I'm not. There's too much social media out there anyway. I watch my wife get sucked into stuff, and she'll just disappear for hours onto her iPad. I'm like, what are you, a millennial or what? She's like, I was just reading this article. Okay, honey, I'm watching TV. So that's ways you can do it, because we're here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 until noon, taking your calls and talking about, well, all things, everything. You never know where this show is going to go. So there is that. In the next show at 10 o'clock, I will be continuing the saga of the home inspection that I did this week, and I'll take your calls. Now, Jordan, light them up and let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank Dennis for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Thanks to everybody that called in. I will see you right here at 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA. Don't forget, 833-804-1140 is the phone number. I'll see you in a little bit. My name is Richard McCann.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.